Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to get to today as the Eagles try to go down to Tampa Bay on Sunday and exercise some demons against a Buccaneers team. We owe these guys a loss. I mean, Hugh, we owe the Buccaneers a loss. They're asking for one.
I totally agree. I'm with you.
Yeah, but you, I know, but I just sense the word trepidation got me all upset this morning.
Don't worry about it, man. I mean, it is what it is, man.
I know, but we need a strong, united front before a 3-0 versus 3-0 game, and I'm hearing trepidation. This is the most plant-based you've been in quite some time. I don't know if you got that butter again, but
I didn't get the butter. But I'm just saying, it is what it is. That's what happens. Yeah. So that's the kind of what, went down.
Well, I'm not worried about the past history against the Bucs.
I know you don't, Joe. I know.
Did AJ Brown play any of those games?
No, he did not.
No.
That is a fact.
And is he set to play on Sunday?
Yes, he is.
And is he awoken?
He's awoken.
Oh, well, then we're good to go here on Sunday against this game against Tampa. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call him today, Jack Miller is going to pick up the phone.
Jack.
Who arrived, he called late notice, last minute notice. Kyle was feeling under the weather.
He got the bubble guts.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't looking good this morning. So we told him, go home and rest. And Mike Angelino will start us off. Jack Miller. And Jack, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, guys. How's it going?
We're good. Jack's been with engineering some of our shows at training camp,
Hugh, yes,
and then the pregame shows on Sunday. So
yes.
Jack's going to be with us coming up for the rest of the show today, which means later in the show, Jack, you get to read off the You People comments, which is always
right.
A scene.
That's a huge honor, honestly.
It's a big thing. You got to pick out the right ones to make fun of us, which I think my guess today is they'll be more mad at you than me.
Probably.
But I mean,
yeah, we're already getting some hate from you, Hugh. Already,
good. That's what I like.
Already?
Yeah, already.
Because you said trepidation in the first
segment.
They'll be all right. All right, speaking of trepidation, speaking of trends or narratives or whatever the hell we want to call it, AJ Brown was asked this week, is it fair to say the Buccaneers have the Eagles number? Here's AJ Brown talking about that.
There's a media narrative, both locally and nationally, and I think I know what you'll say to this, that the Bucs are one team that has your guys' numbers. Oh, probably man. The one team that's had a little bit of success for a prolonged period of time. What do you make of that?
I think that's just kind of fair, what's the record?
Like, so I know,
1-4?
Yeah, 1-4. Nick is 1-4 again.
Yeah, so I think they have the edge, but it's a new year, it's a new game. Obviously, you can't take old games into a new one or old motivation.
Right.
It's a new season, so we have a job to do, and we're gonna try to go out there and do it to our best ability.
All right, so AJ Brown, he acknowledges it is what it is, Hugh.
I mean, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, but again,
you ain't trying to hit it.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure everyone knows this. Sometimes you got to cut through the nonsense to kind of get to the reality here. And yes, the Buccaneers are 1-4 against the Eagles under Nick Sirianni. I mean,
yes.
I know that. AJ Brown hasn't played in any of the four losses.
He hasn't, and he knows that.
Yeah.
But, and it's funny because when the guy set up the question, he said there's a meter narrative. It's not really a narrative.
That's true. They're 1-4.
It's like a fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he acknowledged that that's a fact.
Yep.
Because it is. But this is a new year, new team, new motivation, all of that.
Yeah. Now, here's a narrative, and I don't know if I agree with this one, but it's certainly an interesting one. Peter Schrager on ESPN, last time we heard his name is when him and Ryan Clark had He got Ryan Clark. But Peter Schrager knows his football, and he has a strong opinion on the Bucs as we head towards this game on Sunday. Listen to what Schrager said about the Bucs, the Eagles, and the biggest threat in the NFC.
When you look around the NFC, who should the Eagles be most concerned about? Peter, go.
I go first. The answer is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, by the way, are also undefeated right now, who also never waver, and who also have three game-winning drives in the last minute of three different games. And, by the way, the last two times they've played the Eagles, The Buccaneers have beaten them. There's no mental edge in that matchup. Do you think Vita Vea and the big boys inside are scared of Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata? No, because they handled them the last two times they played them. They threw them out of the playoffs 2 years ago, and they beat them on a Monday night last year. The rest of the NFC shakes in fear of the Eagles. The Buccaneers do not, and you'll see it this weekend.
All right, so two things from that here. One, do I agree with him that the Bucs don't fear the Eagles? I think he's probably right on that. Bucs have had enough success that they probably don't shake in their boots when the Eagles come to town. But that was a big claim, saying the Bucs are the biggest threat in the NFC. There's Detroit, there's Green Bay, there's the Rams.
Let me help Peter out a little bit. I mean, he knows his football. I mean, I don't want to, you know, try to diminish his take, because I think it's a really good take. They're the big threat this week.
Well, yes.
You know, being Captain Obvious over here, but and that's because when I look at this four-game stretch, this is one of those games where, you know, we were talking about if they were 2-2, this might be acceptable because of the history that Todd Bowles has had with Jalen Hurts for whatever reason. And part of that, I do strongly believe, was that A.J. Brown wasn't out there. He felt like Todd had their number. Coach Bowles had their number.
Of course.
So that's why when you talk about a threat to the Eagles, you say that they're not worried about it. But I will say this. Something to be said about a team that you've seen and you've bested over the last couple of years, you know, go to the Super Bowl and have the success that the Eagles have had. You know, you might have their number, but at some point that's going to run out.
Well, of course it is.
And it also feels like every time you played Eagles, you caught them at the right time.
Yes. Well, that's a great point. Again, 2 years ago when we lost the playoffs down in Tampa, the Eagles were at the bottom and the end of a collapse, and they didn't have A.J. Brown in that game. And Jalen Hurts had a finger injury that he suffered in that Week 18 game against the Giants. Last year, no Lane Johnson, no A.J. Brown, no Devontae Smith. In retrospect, of course they lost that football game. Of course it looked bad. They didn't have their players. They have their players this week. I know Nolan Smith is down. That's a big loss. I wish he was there. But the Eagles are better. They're favored for a reason. They're favored by over a field goal on the road. I just think the Bucs are very lucky to be 3-0, and we're going way too far with this history thing. It does not concern me. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on the game Sunday? Are the Eagles going to win this thing? And are you like you? Do you have trepidation because it's the Bucs in Tampa? I do not. The Eagles are going to go to 4-0 on Sunday. All right, I'd say the suspension has been lifted after 3 days of being moved to the second or third segment of the show. Our leadoff caller, Chris in Middletown, redeeming himself on Football Friday. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Good morning, Chris. How we doing?
Kyle, it's not Football Flu Friday, you fraud.
Yeah,
I mean,
Kyle.
Again, on a Friday, a football week against, you know, Joe.
Yeah, full transparency, Joe. Chris. Kyle did not take the day off.
Kyle got bubbled.
Kyle gutted it out. He came in today. He helped prepare the show. We were in our meeting. And we all looked over at Kyle, and he was as green as the grass outside. And we said, Kyle, it might be time to just head home.
I don't know. All right, let's.
I'm letting you know.
Joe, you're saying it, but, you know, I just feel like, I'm sorry. Kyle, I think a man would have stayed. If you showed up to a game like that, would you still play it, or would you say,
Kyle looked like he had the bubble guts. You know what I'm saying? He was cooking
a
stew.
All right, before you make your point, hold on. Hold on, just quickly. We can lock in a second. Management made the decision for him. We got a big October on the horizon here, Chris. We can't get the whole staff sick here. So we told Kyle, get home.
All right, Rob, you got to pack your people. All right, you know what? Guys, I don't know how this is going to go, but you know what? Mike, hit the music!
Uh-oh.
This is our revenge game! Guys, I can't tell you. I'm waiting for this. I've been waiting for this for so long because all this trash talk that we can't beat the Bucs, Todd Bowles owns Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni is the kryptonite, and Kryptonite, the Buccaneers, I can't stand it. I'm so ready to explode. It all ends on Sunday. We're going to knock them on their ass. This franchise is a joke. Let's face it. They had a creamsicle uniform. They had a logo with a pirate with a giant feather sticking out of his hat. This is the definition of soft. They have a fatal week. Fraud owner, Glazer. Seriously, his last name is Glazer? How fitting. You know, is anyone surprised he voted against the brotherly shove? Well, you know what? Guess what? We're going to brotherly shove our way up and down the field all day long, and there ain't a damn thing you can do to stop us. It's going to be a man whooping a man all day long. We are Philadelphia. We are the Alphas. We need to invade Tampa in every way. So, fans, it's not that expensive to get a round-trip ticket to Tampa. It's about $150. Turn their stadium, their tailgates, their streets green. We roll strong. We roll deep. This smoke is something you can't handle. We're going to smash these frauds into the ground. You know what? I'm flying off script right now. Stay near that dumb bun. I want vengeance. I want to slaughter them. I want to send a message to anyone that thinks they can oppose us and stand a damn fight. Yes, we are Philadelphia.
There we go, Chris. Now, that's a return to the first caller of the day. What'd you think, Hugh, after he? I mean, he had a 3-day suspension from being the first caller. Did he earn it back?
Oh, he was all right.
Wow.
No, because, you know, Tyler killed it last week.
The people are saying that Tyler might have overtaken Chris for, like, the ultimate, like,
I mean, I like Chris. You know, I like Chris.
I mean, Chris is great, yeah.
You know, that whole Scatterboo comment.
Yeah, so you're not over it.
Well, I mean, I'm over it, but it's like it's still in the back of my mind.
I think it's mine. It's in mine too. Yeah, you wondered would he throw something that didn't belong? Look,
man, he had a couple miscues.
A couple. Okay, I would say the voice started to go out there a little bit, but he rebounded at the end.
He petered out.
He did, but he rebounded at the end with a good Eagles chant. 215-592-9494. Who wins Sunday? And is the history against the Bucs concern you? I am not concerned. The Eagles are the better football team on Sunday, even with the concern I have on the defensive side, which is not a matchup thing as much as we just got bodies that are injured and players that are down. The Eagles should go down there and win this football game. I expect them to go down there and win this football game, and we owe one to Tampa. I'm in enough of the Bucs thing. Like, I'm now tired of hearing that the Bucs have the Eagles' number. Again, the Eagles have struggled against them, sure, but when you look at the games, so many of them don't even look applicable to me. I mean, you go back to 2021, they lost twice to them. Okay, it was Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter. Tom Brady's the quarterback of the Bucs. That is so long ago, and they're such different teams. A.J. Brown was a Titan then. Let's go to the phone lines here, 215-592-9494. And in case people missed it or they jumped in the start of the show, Mike Angelino was sitting in for Kyle. He's not feeling well. Now it's Jack Miller. So Jack's behind the glass today. Aaron in San Diego.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron, good morning.
Philadelphia, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Well, let's face facts here, okay? Kyle Quinn is not at work today, not because of sickness, but because of nerves. He's home right now in the fetal position. Because you understand what happens this Sunday? He's going up against the juggernaut of fantasy football, known as the Midday Show Water Boys. And he's scared.
Oh, it's you versus Kyle. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. Hugh, who are you going up against? You're going to get another win on a team you didn't draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course.
What are you talking about? The honesty there was...
Shout out to my man JoJo. Yeah, he did a good job.
JoJo did do a good job. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us? What are you feeling here?
It is a fired up Friday, and it's that time of the week again. Time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away, because, again, the wagon train departs on its next leg of the journey to Levi Stadium, and that's Tampa, Florida. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, what you hear right now is the air raid sirens going off in Tampa Bay, Florida, because the Eagles are about to take flight, led by Sky Marshall Hurt.
There it is.
And his squadron, call sign Swole Batman, Slim Reaper, Quadzilla, and the new Dallas Sky Tank Goddard are going to rain fire upon you. What you going to do, Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, and that big-ass Vita Vey, when Quadzilla and that monstrous offensive line and the Sky Marshal run wild all over you? Here we come this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The Eagles are going to...
Aaron?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I ruined it.
Oh,
let's go,
no.
Birds.
What is E-A-G-L-E-S,
Eagles.
Aaron, no. Wow.
Yeah, this is
the line on the game just moved a point and a half after that.
Yeah, this Friday starting off on a great trip.
This is your fault.
How is that my fault?
Because you know what you did?
What I do?
You put the trepidation in the air. You made the people nervous. People listening to try to find some clarity on what they are thinking, what they should think. We got an Eagles Hall of Famer on the show, and you come in today basically scared of the Bucs.
I'm not scared
of
the Bucs.
Terrified of the Bucs.
I am not terrified of the Bucs. I'm just pointing out the fact that we lost to them the last two times we played.
I don't care.
I mean, it's a fact, though.
Again, did A.J. Brown play any of those games?
No, he did not.
No, that's a fact, too. Now I'm going to speak my truth.
Of a good story.
I'm going to speak my truth. I am living my truth. The Eagles are better than the Bucs.
Right.
They're going down there. You're talking about the heat, and you're talking about history.
No,
heat
it is
and
history. Hot, though. It is
hot for both teams.
Hot in Florida, but I think this team is prepared.
Yes.
The one thing that the training staff does a great job of, and Tom Hunkley is down there. Shout out to Tom Hunkley. Is they get these guys prepared for inclement weather like this. You know, especially when it's hot. I'm pretty sure they talked about all last week about how potentially hot it's going to be in Tampa. And getting ready for that weather, because it's going to be hot.
Well, it is. I mean, it's crazy to me. We always seem to play down there in the regular season in September. It happened in 23. It happened last year in 24. It happened in 2018, I think it was, right after the first Super Bowl victory. They played there in a September game. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick torched the Eagles. I think it was the Week 2 game. Fitz. Yeah, it's always like, why do these games have to be early in the season? That's annoying. It's not an excuse. It's just the reality of what it is. 215-592-9494 to hop in here. Does the history against the Bucs concern you for this weekend? It doesn't concern me. I think what matters is how the Eagles play this week, how Jalen Hurts plays this week, how the passing game looks. If they come out, Hugh, and they play the way they did in the second half, they're going to beat the Bucs up and down the field. If they play like they did in the first half,
might be a tighter game.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a problem. You expect this passing game to get going?
I do. I do. I think that, you know, when you talk about the humidity and everything, I think you can't put the genie back in the box. You know, you had
Swole Batman. I thought it was bottle.
Well.
Genie's going boxes?
Well, yeah. Well, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
So, what you Skinny Batman and Swole Batman, AJ, they got involved. They were more involved in the offense. I can't see them going back to not having them involved in offense.
Right.
So, I'm going to say – It might not be to the volume that it was in the second half, but I think that it's more efficient this week than it has been in the last 3 weeks. How that sound? That sounds about right.
Here's what I think on Sunday. The Eagles are, I think, if I was drawing up the game plan, like if I was in charge, I'd want them to be way more balanced in the first half, which includes a lot of throws, right?
Yes.
Runs and throws. You know, if put them on the spot right now, I think they're going to be conservative.
Why? Why would you?
Because that's what they've done for the better part of 19 games, and they've won. I think I'm more with you. I wouldn't do that. But until I see them change to start a game, like, why am I going to believe they're going to change until I see the change? Because they didn't change because they wanted to on Sunday, right? They changed because
they had to.
They were forced. I mean, someone, according to you, got slapped in the locker room.
Bah, bah, bah,
bam!
Bah, bah.
And then they changed.
But I feel like if you don't change a little bit, Joe, you're banging your head against the wall. Because I'm like, especially when you talk about that big offensive, that big defensive line that the Tampa Bay Bucs have, you would better serve yourself. And you know that this offense is, of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to be bogged down a little bit. Chris Godwin is dealing with, I think it's an ankle injury.
And this is going to be his first game of the year if he makes it back.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he's dealing with an ankle.
Yep.
So he's not going to be 100%. Mike Evans is not playing because he's dealing with a hamstring. So, and Baker Mayfield is a little banged up as well with a biceps.
Yeah, triceps.
One of those.
He was limited in practice.
Yeah, so you have to put them in a position that makes them uncomfortable. And I feel like if you're just going to go out there and you're going to run the ball and not put any space between you and them, and what I mean by that is put points on the board, 14-21, somewhere around that area, to force them to do something that they don't want to do, then you're just banging your head against the wall.
I agree. Here's the one counter to that, though. Todd Bowles has blitzed the crap out of Jalen Hurts.
Yes, he has.
And it's been a kryptonite for the Eagles.
You know how you make them stop blitzing?
How?
Blitz beaters. Make them pay.
Well, I love the idea of it. It just
doesn't seem like we can do that. But
if I had to guess, I think they're going to come out running again because they're afraid of the blitz. They don't want to get in, you know, behind the stick, sacks or whatever. I hope the Eagles come out and throw the football more and are more aggressive early in the game on Sunday. It's just a matter of, do you believe they're going to? 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles are going to come out throwing on Sunday in Tampa Bay? I don't expect it. I hope they do. I hope they put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands and say, you know what, let's be aggressive here. I'm not expecting a Hugh is. And where do you come down on the game itself? Are you worried about the history against the Bucs? I'm just tired of being worried about the Bucs. They're not that
sick
great.
Sick tired of being sick tired.
I exactly am. Boy, I got to ask something out of our callers on the other side, though, Hugh.
What you got?
They got to pick it up. It's not a great start to a Friday with the callers.
I'm just.
Chris petered out. And what the hell was that from Aaron? Do you think something happened? He lost his voice or something? I thought the call dropped, Jack, for a second.
I did too.
He went dead silent.
I really thought it did too.
I think he had a brain fart.
You think he lost his script, lost his point, lost his.
I think he lost his train of thought.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I blew it because he said I blew it.
Yeah. Or Hugh just put amazing just subconscious pressure on him.
Yeah. Well,
one or the other.
I like that, blaming Hugh for this as well.
No, that's fine. Mm. I've been blamed for less.
The bottom line is this. I need more out of you guys. The first two today. If that's the theme of the day, we're in some big trouble here
big
on the show.
Trouble.
And we're in big trouble on Sunday because we need you guys. We need the energy. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a football Friday. All right. When we come back, you'll hear from Ron Jaworski what he said earlier this week on WIP about the Buccaneers, about this game. Does the history of the Bucs and the Eagles concern you? It doesn't concern me. The Eagles are the better football team. They are the healthier team heading into the game. I expect them to go win. Hugh Douglas coming in here using words like trepidation. I don't know what I'm more annoyed at, Chris and Aaron or Hugh Douglas today. We will discuss it all. And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday and this offense to be aggressive? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.